What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. How you doing? How you doing? I got another shirt on. I got another fun shirt on because I'm full. I'm fully out. I'm free, open, and gay. I'm in the fog. Every shirt I wear lately, I am in the fog. So it's good to be free, open, and gay. I feel good. I haven't slept in 2 weeks. We got the new B-A-B-I-I. We got the B-A-B-I, and now this is the B-I-B. This is the B-A-B-I-I, my second baby. She's not sleeping. She hasn't shit in 3 or 4 days, right? Until yesterday. This never experienced this before in my life. We actually called the doctor yesterday morning because we were like, hey, this girl hasn't pooped in 3 or 4 days. Like, it's fine. Sometimes newborns don't shit. If you're only breastfeeding, sometimes babies don't shit for a month. That's how wild breastfeeding and breast milk is it's so nutritious for the baby that literally your body uses every single ounce of it for to help the newborn baby's body work. That it there's no excess. It doesn't have to get rid of anything. There's no waste, so they don't shit. But she's breastfed and formula fed, so it's, you know, so we were like, oh, she should be pooping. And then, dude, out of nowhere, she took a shit like my dad. I haven't got pictures of it. It was un-freaking believable. She wouldn't stop. Dude, she shit for like 45 minutes nonstop coming out. Then some of it, Jasmine went to pick her up without her diaper on to go put her in the, you know, give her a little bath in the sink, and she shit right down Jasmine's shirt. Then Jasmine and I were hysterical laughing. We're like, oh my God, Delilah's hysterical laughing. We go to put her back because some of the shit fell onto the floor. We put her back on the changing table. I'm kneeling down, you know, bending over to wipe up the floor where the shit was, and she sprayed me in the back of the head with diarrhea. I mean, this kid. And then me and Delilah and Jasmine were hysterical laughing, covered in baby shit. That's how you know, like, there's something about a newborn child where it's like, because if anybody else shit on you, you'd be like grossed out or whatever. Like, I didn't even care. Like, I didn't take a shower immediately. I just had, because it's like, it doesn't even smell. It's cute. You, like, don't care. But I literally was covered in baby shit all day yesterday. Breast milk, by the way, is primarily composed of water, carbs, lipids, and proteins. Each of these nutrients play a role in contributing to infant growth and development. Wow, breast milk, water, carbs, and protein. I mean, that, I want to put that in my fitness pal. That is breast milk, and breast milk, it's like a protein shake. That's all. Yeah, here we go. White blood cells protect the body from illness and disease. Around 16 of your pregnancy, you begin making colostrum, the earliest form of breast milk. It contains 1 to 5 million white blood cells per milliliter. So Jasmine is just pumping out white blood cells. She's got colostrum. I'm Chrissy Colostrum because I drank some, and it doesn't taste bad. But yeah, the colostrum is what comes out for the first couple of weeks. But dude, the amount of contraptions, the bassinet, the crib, the pack and play, the breast pumps, the car seat, the stroller. My kid literally weighs 8 pounds, and she has no less than 100 pounds of equipment that you need for her. Bro, she's this big, and she takes over this entire apartment. It's so wild. And the way that they smell, like the smell of a new baby, I always thought, like, oh, it's baby powder or, like, you know, like wipes or something like that. But that's like Jesus makes the baby smell like that. Like, all literally, I guess because, like, nature thinks, like, hey, you at any minute could crush this kid or not feed it or not take care of it. And it's so hard because, you know, they don't sleep. They need everything. But, like, nature makes them so cute and lovable, and it's just like, it's so weird to see nature work. Like, they genuinely, like, that baby can't smell. Like, our baby doesn't smell. It's like impossible for a newborn baby to smell. Even when you don't bathe them, they just smell like they've always just came right out of the bath. It's so nuts. And how wild is this? Every time the baby cries, me and Vinny went out. We went out for a night, like, just to hang out a couple of nights ago, and Vinny's mom watched the baby. Abuelita watched the baby. Me and Vinny got fucking wrecked. Vinny got wrecked. I mean, shots, like, hammered. Vinny and this other mom we were hanging out with, they both got so legitimately smashed where I was like, what is happening right now? Smashed. So, but anyway, we were like 45 minutes away from the baby, and Vin's like, she started lactating and her breast started to hurt, and she was like, I bet you the baby's hungry. So we call her mom. She goes, yeah, I'm making her a bottle right now. Out of nowhere, she just started crying about 2 minutes ago. So it's like this mind-body connection between the mother and the baby is so real, and I don't know what's happening, but every time my baby's hungry, Vinny's breasts start to leak. So it's a real thing. If you're a mom out there, or if you identify as a woman out there and you have children and your titties start to leak, let us know. Let me know. Email ChrissyChaosPodcast@gmail.com. Tell us your lactation stories. I want to know how the fans of the chaos are lactating. What's up? Got good news. We got a new show just added. Dania Improv, Dania Point, Florida in the Miami area, September 17th and 18th. Go to ChristyComedy.com for tickets. They're up now. Go to the Dania Improv's website. It's a brand new club. Beautiful. We've also got seats open for Providence and Philadelphia. Philadelphia especially. I got 8 shows down there. It was sold out forever. Now it's wide open again. So go get tickets. ChristyComedy.com. We got Nashville. We got Eatontown, New Jersey. We got Waukegan, Illinois. And we got Foxwoods, Fox Theater up in Connecticut, October 23rd. But the new big one, big announcement, Dania Improv, Dania Point, Florida, Miami area, September 17th and 18th. Go get tickets. And seats opened up in Philly. Thank you. I love cock.
Does it feel trippy to just be looking at this? This is your baby.
Dude, it not only does it feel trippy, but you feel, I can't help but feel, even though I'm, you know, doing everything I can, and obviously here I love my family so much, I can't feel any more useless. It's like, dude, the newborn does not need the father at all. There's no reason for me to even exist in her life right now. Like, all she does is get fed by the boob. I mean, yes, changing diapers and doing all that, and I love to help, but it's just crazy how it's like, there's nothing I could do to calm this baby down. Vinny has to do it. Vinny she just wants to feel like the warmth of her mom. It's bizarre.
So I have a question. At what age do you think you're useful? When is a father really the most useful to a child?
I mean, I don't even know when I become useful, because my other daughter is 6 years old and I still feel like I'm not even useful to her. She's like, play dolls with me. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. Like, I play dolls with her and I always just suck, you know? She's like, no, Dad, you're doing it all wrong again. Every time I try to play a game with my six-year-old, she's like, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. And I'm like, all right, let's play sports. She's like, I hate sports. I'm like, oh, my God. So I still don't feel useful. I mean, look, I pay for everything, I guess. And, you know, maybe I'll be useful as she's like a teenager, because I can tell her, like, how guys are going to be. And, like, maybe, like, have – because I'm not going to be that dad. I'm not going to be that dad that is like, oh – I'm going to have a shotgun. I'm going to bring a shotgun around my daughter, and I'm going to take a walk with all her boyfriends on the block and say, I'll fucking kill you. No, I'm not going to be that guy, okay? I'm not going to be that guy. I'm going to say, listen, to all my daughter's boyfriends, you know, I'm going to say, look, if you want to date my daughter, okay? You want to date my daughter, it's fine. There's no problems, okay? I'm going to need to check their piece. I want to make sure that their piece, that they don't have herpes or anything like that. So I'm going to ask them to drop their pants around their neck. So I'm going to check their con. I'm going to say, listen, we got no lesions, no abrasions. I'm going to make sure they have a big enough piece. I'm going to say, okay, that I'm going to ask them if they know the state capitals. Maybe I'll challenge them to like a push-up contest, because I don't want her going out with any weaklings. But I'm not going to like threaten their life or do any of that. I don't think I'll be that guy, because the truth is, by the time she's ready to date, you know, other, you know, ready, like out there dating, like whatever, 18 years old, I'll be 48. So some 18-year-old kid will beat the shit out of me. Like, nope, right?
I mean, after Pride Parade, they might be genderless.
That's true, too. They might be genderless. Yeah, I wonder if my daughter's going to date a guy who is not real, like, wasn't born a man but identifies as a man. I wonder if she's going to, I still wonder about that now. Like, is she going to be like that? Is she going to be, like, into gender identity politics or not? Because she has a wild family. I mean, she has me. She has her dad's me. Then she has a transgender uncle. She has Tampa Tony on the other side, who's like all the way the other way. She has like all, like every box is checked for her, you know? She's got white, we have all different races, religions in this family. It's like the United Nations. I mean, people dating Asian people, whites, blacks. It's weird. I wonder, well, like what she's going to be like with that. Because Violet, my little daughter, I don't know.
Is she leaning towards a gender yet?
So far, she's not. So far, there's been a couple of times where we felt that she's tried to make her diaper like into a penis, where she's about to be like, hey, listen, like she's trying, sometimes, well, on, you know, or like sometimes she'll like drop a turd that like, you know, is just in her underwear, that like in her diaper, that like just looks like a cock. But so far, she, no, So far, no. She hasn't picked a gender yet. We will pick it for her eventually. We're going to have a gender reveal, you know, eventually for her. We think right now it's too soon. But no, I think both my daughters are most likely, if I had to guess right now, but they're both leaning lesbian right now. Both my kids. And there's a lot of gay people in the family. So I wouldn't be totally shocked if I have two, like, real, like, lesbian daughters. Which, I gotta be honest, as a father, having a girl who's a lesbian is a big relief. The chances of something going wrong with a lesbian is, you know, it happens. But, you know, it's not, you don't really hear about lesbian lovers getting scorned and killing you or no domestic dispute. It happens, but way less. Then, if she was a lesbian, I would be, if you were asking me the perfect scenario as a father, I would like both my daughters to be in lesbian relationships with very wealthy Chinese women. That would be because the China will for sure be in the lead by then. If they could be in with some Chinese multimillionaire lesbians, that would be perfect for me. I would be able to sleep at night the best with that scenario. Yeah. Speaking of Chinese lesbians, patreon.com/ChrisDComedy. That is the place you need to go for all the... We're doing T.T. Jerry's bucket list over there. T.T. Jerry, who spent prison on and off for 25 years, is going and living her best life, and we are filming it, filming each week when she does a different item off that bucket list. That's at patreon.com/ChrisDComedy. And also just behind-the-scenes content and extra episodes that never, ever air. They never go out to the public. They never go out on YouTube. They never go anywhere but patreon.com/ChrisDComedy. It is so much fun there. Join the chaos. Join our Christian family. We have a lot of fun on the Patreon.
Yeah, I mean, this week on Patreon, you tested the breast milk out yourself.
Yeah.
How was that?
This week on the Patreon at patreon.com/ChrisDComedy, I tested the breast milk, and it was horrifying is what it was. No, it wasn't actually that bad. It actually wasn't terrible, but I think, because as you guys know, or if you don't know, I don't eat goat cheese. I just won't eat it. But... I was trying to think about the other day, like, would I first eat goat cheese or breast milk cheese? Like, do you think that could take off like a breast milk cheese salad?
Well, I know breast milk ice cream I've heard of is popular.
Would you eat breast milk ice cream, or does it just gross you out?
For a bit, I'd do whatever, but
because it's a little weird that, like, we have a problem drinking human breast milk, but not a problem drinking cow milk. Like, there's no logical reason why we are drinking the milk of a cow. Like, who picked the milk? I can understand meat and animal, but the milk of a cow, it's like, why would we not just be drinking other people's breast milk or just human breast milk? But to drink the milk of the cow, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, we've just done it and drank it and be like, oh, cow's milk, moo. But, like, why not sheep's milk? Why not goats? Why cow's milk? Well, I don't understand.
It seems like this is saying because they continually produce milk for no reason.
So, well, I kind of read a thing that really cows have no purpose at all but human consumption. That's why so many, that they're not in like homeostasis and balance with the earth. That's why their farts blow holes in the ozone layer, because they're not actually supposed to be here in the sun, in the numbers that they have. They're only for humans, and we eat so much meat and drink so much milk that they overproduce these cows, and their farts blow holes in the ozone layer because they're not, the earth didn't need them here. Like, this is a human thing.
That's interesting.
It's
wow.
Like, yeah, like
that's really simulation shit.
That's simulation shit, because what is a cow? I mean, were there wild cows? Like, what is it? Because a cow is just a female bull, right? That's what a cow is. So, like, you know, cows were domesticated 8,000 and 10,000 years ago. Between 8,000 and 10,000 years ago, a wild species of cattle that once ranged across Eurasia, the wild aurochs, became extinct in the early 1600s, the result of overhunting and loss of habitat due to the spread of agriculture and domestic herds. So, I know cows have been in our life for a while, but if you really sit down and think about it, somebody, a human being, had to just pick cows. There was no human, like there's a natural ability for, as soon as my daughter Violet was put on Vinny's chest, she started waddling her little alien body down to find Vinny's nipple to start sucking the milk, because in nature she came pre-programmed to look for tits to drink milk out of. We have no program that makes us want to drink cow milk.
This is interesting. Yeah.
Here's another. The conspiracy on cows may be crazier than Antarctica right now, okay? There's no such thing as a wild cow. Domestic cows are descendants of the aurochs, which are a wild variety of cattle that went extinct. It's the same wolves versus domestic dogs. So dogs and wolves, they're not in the wild. They are not found naturally in nature. That is a human product. So it's just so with that, it throws off the balance. The cows throw off the balance of the earth. A lot of people are like, oh, global warming is coming from aerosol cans and, you know, white people and Republicans. No, that's white Republicans are not causing global warming. What's causing global warming are cow farts and Chernobyl.
I also have a few facts about what this lack of sleep is going to do to you over the next few months.
Let me just be honest with you guys right now. I feel good right now. I feel good. I feel, you know, like I said, I'm in the frog. I'm free opening gay. I'm in the frog, but look at that. I am so next level tired. I don't know how Vinny is doing it. Vinny is up. Dude, our daughter was up last night from like 11 p.m. to like 7:30 in the morning. Every time we put her down, she cried. Every time we fed her, we changed her diaper, we, you know, we put on a Hitler speech, anything to calm her down. And every single time she would cry to the point where I've never seen Vinny, and Vinny, what, you know, wasn't mad or anything, but I've never even seen Vinny lose patience, you know, like, because she's just like, oh, it's my little baby. And even she was like, you know, one time she's like, oh, this little girl, she was like, please. And I was just like, wow, like, it even got to Vinny where I was like, damn. So we don't know what happened, because for the last 3-4 days she hadn't shit. We were nervous, but she was sleeping like a baby. Then all of a sudden she takes massive dumps, and now she can't sleep. So I wonder if she's like, she might be one of those people that actually feels at ease when she's constipated. She may want to be constipated.
Just like you.
Just like me. When I'm the more constipated I am, the more at ease I am. When I just take a shit, that's when things go off the rails for me a little bit. I feel empty. I feel like I got to fill it up with bad foods and, you know, just.
I mean, every time we film you doing stand-up, you always walk the stage going, I have to shit.
Every single time. As soon as I take the mic out of the stand, for some reason, I have to shit. And I think, listen, the front row, because I'm starting to really just feel comfortable who I am, the front row at my comedy shows better start showing up in hazmat suits, because I'm going to start spraying shit on the front row.
Best bit of all time.
I'm kidding. So Pimp has pulled up. What happens to your brain when you don't sleep? So when you're sleeping, your brain forms connections that help you process and remember new info. A lack of sleep can negatively impact both short and long-term memory. I got to be honest with you, not sleeping, I've missed 2 press events for the True TV Backyard Bar Wars, which, by the way, came out July 8th. The next episode's July 15th. Every Thursday, True TV, 10 o'clock, you got Impractical Jokers with my baby Sal Volcano from our Hey Bay podcast. 10:30, my show Backyard Bar Wars, so check it out, True TV. But I've missed 2 press events because I've been just forgot. And I'm not the guy, I'm like a hard-nosed like German kid. I don't miss things like that. I'm very punctual. I have everything written down 100 times because I'm a German and a Jew. I got the Jewish like neuroticism, but I got the German efficiency. So I never miss. But the last couple of weeks I've been missing because I'm so exhausted. Mood changes. Sleep deprivation can make you moody, emotional, and quick temperament. I have been a moody bitch. And you know me. I'm Chrissy Kindness. Chrissy wants to have a good time. But lately, I've been Chrissy Cranky. I've been cranky Chrissy D because it's just like, not only, because here's another thing that's led to it, is when I don't sleep, then I don't go to the gym. And then when I don't go to the gym, I start eating like shit. So I was making all these improvements and feeling so good about myself. And now over the past 3 weeks, no sleep, no gym, eating whatever I want, completely off the rails. You'll notice that I feel fat again because every I wiggle around and pull my shirts down. That's a sign of somebody who feels fat or is getting fat or is fully fat, is when they start pulling their shirts down. So when you're out in public, look for guys pulling their shirts down and then walk up to them and say, hey, you're a fat fuck.
Oh my God.
Accidents, being drowsy during the day can increase your risk for car accidents, injuries, for other causes. Yeah, dude. I listen, if that's not going to get me into a car accident, then me texting and driving will. Risk for diabetes. A lack of sleep affects your body's release of insulin. Well, that's not good news for me because I am already close to diabetes because I've been eating fucking toasted blueberry muffins with butter every day for breakfast for the past 2 weeks. And even me just going like that, I feel my back fat jiggling. people who don't get enough sleep have higher blood sugar levels and an increased risk for type 2 diabetes. Just cut my feet off now. There's no way I'm going to be able to not get diabetes with the sweets I eat and the lack of sleep I have. So just cut my feet off now. Shout out Ezekiel Bread, by the way. Ezekiel Bread, low on the glycemic index. I just had an Ezekiel English muffin with Saratoga peanut butter. Go to yopeanut.com, get that no pressure pack with Saratoga peanut butter, which is unbelievable peanut butter. That's actually not a bad snack. It's only like 200 calories and low in sugar. But the issue is I'll do that and feel really good about myself. And then on the way to my shows tonight, I'll stop at Carvel. Weight gain with sleep deprivation, the chemicals that signal your to your brain that you are full of that you are full are off balance. So as a result, you're more likely to overindulge even when you've had enough to eat. That I cannot tell you how absolutely true that is. Ever since, you know, for the last 2 weeks the baby's been here, I've eaten nothing but pizza, sweets, ice cream because I'm so tired that I'm like, I just want to feel good. I just want to wake up. So my body's like carbs, sugar, and I'm just like, damn. And then when it's time to go to the gym, I want to go, but I feel like such a fat piece of shit. Like every time I hit a speed bump driving to the gym, my nipples jiggle for 20 minutes. So I'm like, I don't want to work out. I want to go get more pizza. Low sex drive. People who don't get enough sleep often have a lower libido. And men that decrease sex drive may be due to a drop in testosterone levels. Yeah, dude, I haven't had sexy wexy in a month because we can't have sexy wexy because she's all stitched up and I can't even jerk off. Sometimes I like to just jerk off in the shower, you know, get the loofah going, put on some Whitney Houston. I haven't even wanted to do that. I've just been Chrissy Limp Dick. Risk of heart disease. Sleep deprivation may lead to increased blood pressure and higher levels of chemicals linked to inflammation, both of which play roles in heart disease. There you go. So you're going to get heart disease from no sleeping, and you're going to get heart disease from the vaccine. It causes myocarditis, inflammation of the heart. That's what the vaccine. Everybody's coming out now saying the vaccine causes heart inflammation. What are we doing? Poor balance, lack of sleep can affect your balance and coordination, making you more prone to falls and other physical accidents. Dude, by the way, too, it's just like, you know, with COVID and the new Delta variant, it's like, I don't care. I just want to look you guys in the camera and say, I don't care. Okay? I at this point, I just, whatever you guys want to do, kill me, don't kill me. I'll fly American. Fuck the Delta variant. It doesn't matter. And, you know, if you do need vaccine cards, if you don't want to get the vaccine, email ChrissyKSPodcast@gmail.com. Oh no, I'm kidding.
No, but it's crazy.
Everybody thinks I got a fake.
It hit LA. It's crazy.
What did? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Delta variant,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now you can't wear a mask. I know I got to go back to LA for another 2 weeks. I can't deal with going back to LA. And listen, I like Los Angeles. I like it as a city, but I am just Chrissy New York's. I'm Chrissy Wannabe Holmes. I'm Chrissy on the couch. When I have to go away for an extended period of time, like 2 weeks, it feels like an eternity to me, and I don't want to go. And now I have to go back there, and you have to wear masks again indoors. So all these little cafes and coffee shops and places I was going when I was in LA last month, you didn't have to wear a mask. I was like, oh, wow, they're actually even more, they're being less strict than New York. Now they're going to be the masks on inside. So look, I don't want to get COVID. Nobody wants to get COVID, but I just kind of feel like, let me ask you this, Pimp, do you feel like in your brain, the pandemic is over? Like, do you just exist like it's over now?
Until I read that article that it's in LA.
Right.
And we're about to hit the road. So,
right. So now you're kind of like,
I just bought a new mask.
Wow. You bought a new mask. How long did that mask last?
One year. I broke it.
How'd you finally break it?
Just on the plane, I slept on it, broke.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you going to get that same kind of mask?
I got the same nice, fancy mask because we're going to be on the road, and I think the fall there's a 50-50 shot at a quarantine.
Again, you think a 50-50 shot at a quarantine in the fall? Oh, man. Well, hey, at least this time, at least if we go into quarantine, we'll be ready, dude. We'll have our studio set up. We'll be ready to go. We won't be on a fucking bullshit Zoom mic.
Fuck
again.
No,
dude, we'll
but
be good.
I did want to bring this up. I know you had a baby and you're making it seem very, very hard. One baby is very hard.
Yeah.
You got to look at this. This is crazy.
Let's do it. Wow. Okay. So Nick Cannon, AKA Womb Raider, Nick Cannon welcomes fourth child in 6 months. So he's got some baby mamas. He doesn't care.
No.
Nick Cannon welcomes his seventh child and Twitter users just couldn't help themselves. Wow. I mean, look, Nick Cannon, how many baby mamas does he actually have now?
Let's see.
There's no way. And listen, congrats to Nick Cannon. I mean, being a father is a beautiful thing, but there's no way he can be in all their lives. I mean, how can you be in all their lives?
There's no way.
He's got seven kids. Okay. I thought it was going to be more. I thought he was going to have more than seven kids.
He's got a baby with Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that? Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey have twins. Wow. Monroe and Moroccan Scott are fraternal twins from Nick Cannon's marriage to singer Mariah Carey. Yeah, but 2011.
Like, really think about that. That's 4 kids in 6 months.
That's a lot. Holy that is a lot. So that means, shit. I mean, he's just out there. I guess he's open with these women like, hey, I'm be like a sperm bank. He's kind of like that guy who we talked about last week, who's like a creep. Did we talk about it on the Patreon or was that on the YouTube?
I forget, but that guy's
I'm not sure if we talked about it at patreon.com/ChristyComedy or on the YouTube, but there's a guy, we found a Vice article on a guy who literally is like a sperm bank, but like he convinces women to like that he wants to have actual sex with him. He wants to have actual sex with them and like they go for it. They're like, I guess, lonely themselves. And he like just.
Well, it's cheap.
It's cheaper that way. He's like, hey, this way it's, you know, you don't have to freeze my sperm, blah, 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 blah. It's like, I'll just load in you. So, you know, if you want that service, that can be arranged for you. ChristyChaosPodcast@gmail.com. You can choose from TT Jerry or Homeless Pimp or me. I could talk so much now because she's breastfeeding in the back. She might storm the Capitol and come out. She might storm the podcast and come out here with Violet on her boob just yelling. Oh, here we go. I love this part of the show when we actually get to read some of these fan questions. So again, if you email ChristyChaosPodcast@gmail.com, you can get involved in the show. This is from Matt Sigmund. No relation to Sigmund and Freud, I don't think. Hey, babe, Matt from Oklahoma here. I've heard your daughter is really into American Girl dolls, and having a second daughter, it's probably going to get more expensive. I've solved most of your problems by smoking weed and watching ghost hunting shows. If you type in on eBay haunted dolls, you can save yourself so much money. I hope you, Jazz, and your new baby's pet ghosts are doing well, Trump 2024. So far, my daughter right now, she has 5 or 6 American Girl dolls. They've come in handy because I talked about this the last podcast, but we now have socks for my baby daughter, but she prefers the American Girl doll socks. So we've been using Delilah's American Girl doll socks to put on my daughter Violet's feet. So it's been cute. By the way, I have a little conspiracy. You ready for this? I have a wild conspiracy. I think Bill Cosby was released from prison not because of the bullshit that they're saying about some past agreement. Because in my opinion, both lawyers had to have known about this agreement that just came out of nowhere 2.5 years later. I think Bill Cosby has damaging evidence on very, 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 very high up people, either in the government or in politics. Somebody, he's got dirt on somebody that he was just released like that out of nowhere, because there is no way that those lawyers didn't know about these previous things. It's so complicated to even understand. I'm like, I don't even know. I've never even heard of this. Like, so what? Because you made some agreement a couple of years ago with some other lawyer, like you can't. You know, like now you're out of jail all of a sudden. That has bullshit written all over it to me. I think that you produced some damning evidence on somebody and they released you. Do you think that's potentially?
I mean, that's something's up, because he just got away with it. Like, because there's no way. This one's pretty, I don't know. He seems pretty guilty to me. This seems real technicality.
Did you see 50 Cent's Instagram post on it?
No.
Go to 50 Cent's Instagram right now. Like, I mean, listen, I know that a lot of people are upset. I get it, but. And I understand why, trust me, but what 50 Cent posted, like Bill Cosby walking out of prison, go down a little bit, it was really like, here, that one, see Pimp, right there? Yeah, play and put the volume up.
Niggas a bug out.
Watch Bill Cosby. I mean, it's like, he's walking out doing like that is just like a fuck you to everybody. Like, look at how fucked up, like that's crazy. And then 50 just dying laughing. But it's one of those things where, you know.
That's wild. I mean, something's not right about it.
All right, Buffy, everybody. Love Buffy. It's a comforter. It's made from eucalyptus, okay, which is koala bear food. It's comfy wumfy. I just got a bunch of new Buffy comforters for my new house. I've been sleeping on a Buffy comforter since Dave sent me one, and then I actually went and bought it because I just love it so much. I use my promo code. You get a dope discount if you go to buffy.co, not .com, buffy.co. If you use the promo code is Chrissy Chaos, not Chaos, Chrissy Chaos. Go to buffy.co and enter Chrissy Chaos and you get $20 off your Buffy comforter. So if you want $20 off an amazing, breathable, beautiful Buffy comforter, go to buffy.co, put in the promo code Chrissy Chaos, you get $20 off. It's so soft and comfortable compared to the old ones I've had. It's just like... it's unbelievable. Okay. I mean, I'm, you know, Vin has been like, you know, everything's soft with you lately, your penis, your comforter, you know, your work ethic. I'm like, I know Buffy's ruining my life in the best possible way. Buffy.co. Even if you could do it from anything from sleeping on it. It's so comfortable. If you're looking to, you know, get rid of a body, Buffy.co. The comforter is what's good for you. I'm telling you, it's hypoallergenic, by the way. It's cruelty free. It's earth friendly and it's softer than cotton. If you're looking for a comforter, go get Buffy. No more night sweats. You will never sweat at night. I'm a sweaty pig piece of shit and I don't sweat at night ever with this comforter. Buffy.co. Promo code Chrissy Chaos. $20 off your first order. Magic Spoon, everybody. I've ordered 9 Magic Spoons. We have all the new flavors over there. Cinnamon, my personal favorite. We got the new flavor Jelly Donut, or the limited time flavor Jelly Donut. I love it, dude. The Jelly Donut one is the best one. And if you're looking to eat cereal and stay healthy, this is the one for you. 0 grams of sugar, 13 grams of protein, and only 4 net carbs, only 140 calories a serving. I love this cereal. It's become like legitimately like a part of my life. I put a banana in it. I have it every morning. I feel cute. I feel great. It's keto friendly. I'm Chrissy Keto, so I maintain the keto diet on this Magic Spoon cereal. Listen, it's just one of those things where if you are a cereal person and you're trying to lose weight and stay healthy and you still want cereal, then you have to do Magic Spoon. They got cocoa flavor, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. Unbelievable. I love, 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 love this. My goal in life is to be sponsored by Magic Spoon. I want to join NASCAR racing and drive the Magic Spoon car. That's what I want. I love Magic Spoon. It's the best. I have it with a little bit of almond milk. If you go to magicspoon.com/chaos, that's magicspoon.com/chaos, and enter the promo code chaos, $5 off your order. Go do it. Love it. Send me screenshots. Send me your Magic Spoon. Send me your balls on your Magic Spoon. magicspoon.com/chaos. Oh, by the way, today I was driving in Brooklyn, and there's a new mosque up, you know, like Muslim mosque up, or a Muslim community center, I should say. And then it said there was a sign that said women enter on, women enter around the corner. And there was a sign for women to enter. So in the Muslim community, can women and men not enter through the same door? Is there like segregation at like a community center or a mosque? Because I was like, oh, that's a wild sign. Like you couldn't have that up at like a yoga center. Or like, you know what I mean? Vin, you're looking at me. What, can they not have it up? Can you come talk on the mic? Come out. Vin wants to talk out. Come on, Vin. Are you lactating? Okay, yeah. Go ahead. What are you saying? Do you know about the Muslim community?
Yeah, they can't be like in the same room.
Why can't they be in the same room?
They worship in different like areas.
Speak to the mic a little bit. Let me ask you this. At you as a budding feminist, do you think that that's okay, that they can't worship in the same room? Or do you think it's only when white people?
Well, I don't think it's hurting me. I don't think it's really hurting anybody. If they're okay with it, then
so you're okay
fine.
With it.
Why wouldn't I be okay with it? They're not making me practice.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were the shaman... Or if you were like the leader of like a Muslim community center and I came in and I was a man, but then I now identify as a woman, where would you tell me to go into? Would you say, like, I haven't had a sex change yet, but I'm identifying as a woman. Would I walk through the men's door in the Muslim community center or would I walk through the women's door?
I haven't gotten enough sleep for this.
You're tired, huh? You were up all night last night.
First of all, I don't think you would be allowed to practice that religion.
Why would
if you wanted to have a sex change? Sorry.
And do you think that that's okay?
I think, like, you know, to each his own. Like, if you want to go ahead and be Muslim and, like, you know, practice that religion, that's fine, and follow their rules, then go ahead.
But my question to you is, how come?
I think everyone should be accepted the way they are, the way they want to be. That's yeah.
Yes, but how come? So how come like religion gets like a pass on like if they want to like exclude this or that, but like if you're not religious, like you're a piece of shit.
Well, because it's a choice. It's not like it's not mandatory. Like you're choosing to follow that religion.
If I put a gun to your head and I said you have to join one of these, you have to either be a Hasidic Jew, a fundamentalist Muslim. Or a Hasidic Jew. I'm tired. A Hasidic Jew, a fundamentalist like Muslim, like by the book Muslim, or in one of those like cults, like in Waco, Texas, like the David Koresh cult. What would you do?
That's a tough one.
What would you do? Because here, let me talk you through
it. Shoot me, because you're taking away my freedom. So
I'm taking away your freedom. Well, like, because the one time, I will say this. One, let's go through each one. One, the Hasidic Jew thing is you kind of, in a way, already were, because when you decided to
look at him.
No, when she
why did I look at him?
No, literally, pimp. Like 5 years ago, she decided to cut her hair by herself.
Oh my God.
She gave herself a haircut. She looked like a full Hasidic Jewish woman.
Gorgeous.
I was calling her Rebecca for months. So that's, so you kind of went Hasidic Jew. Muslim, I feel like you already don't eat pork or anything like that. You are in some ways an emotional terrorist because you pop up at me and you're like, let me see your phone. That's terrorism. Third, in a cult.
Oh, I actually went to a Muslim wedding once.
With who?
And don't worry about it. We were in separate, but we were actually in separate rooms. Like, you're not allowed to, like,
no, that wasn't a Muslim wedding. That was the Jewish wedding that you told me about.
I've been to a Jewish wedding as well, but I went to a Muslim wedding where I had to, like, wear the hijab?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? I had to wear that, and I had to, like, cover up. What if that was not suitable.
No, because I've been looking into it, and I think being Muslim or Islam is a very, very beautiful religion. I think it's a great, great, great religion. I want our family to go Muslim. Can I play with you? Okay, she's staring off into space. She's out. Vin is now.
Which family?
Which family? Okay.
Go ahead.
Here, Vin, just real quick, and then you could go. To become a Muslim and to convert to Islam, I want you to hear this too, honey, Delilah. It's essential to utter the Shahada, one of the five pillars of Islam, a declaration of faith and trust that professes that there is only one God, Allah, and that Muhammad is God's messenger. So to utter the Shahada, can we find out what the Shahada is? I'd like to utter it.
Can I go?
Huh?
Can I go?
Where do you want to go? What are you doing? Please don't go. I'm busy. What? Busy doing what? The Shahada. Ready? Can you just say it with me, Vin?
No.
This is the first step in becoming Muslim.
No.
There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger.
Chris, stop it.
What?
You can't do that.
Am I not allowed to say the Shahada?
No.
Why? Is that like a bad move? It just looks like the Nightingale Pledge. Yeah, it's like the Nightingale Pledge, which is what you do. We talked about it on Hey Babe, when you don't take the Hippocratic Oath. Like, I was a physical therapist, so I'm not like a real doctor, so I took the Nightingale Pledge, which is like same shit, like I'll promise to massage you and blah, 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 blah.
Promise to massage him.
You look very Puerto Rican today, by the way.
Who are you massaging?
What do you mean, who am I massaging? Allah. All right, bye. You getting out of here? Look at that. You look great. And a cult, and I was going to say you're also part of a cult, too, because of your spin. Spin's like a cult. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. So, I just want to say I love all religions. I'm thinking about going back to church. How wild is that? I'm thinking about going back to Catholic church.
Why?
Just once a week. I'm not going to put it on. I'm not going to make my kids do it. I'm not going to do anything like that. Because I think that for me, going to church is like a form of meditation. I think to just be in a space, where, you know, you don't have to like think that no phones, no, you know, it's kind of connected to like an ancient past. You're just talking about like positive things. You're reciting prayers. You're reciting mantras that are like mentally healthy for you. I think I want to just try to just go back as much as I can, not put too much pressure on myself, not say I have to go or I'm a bad person or none of that. Because I think that Catholicism puts a lot of guilt on you. I think I'd like to just start to begin to go to Mass once a week, every Sunday, and I want you to email chrissychaospodcast@gmail.com and tell me if you want to come to church with me. I want to go to church with T.T. Jerry. That's what I want to do.
T.T., why don't you jump in?
Oh, look, T.T.'s cleaning the house. Look, come in here, babe. T.T.
I hate coming out like this.
What do you mean?
I hate coming out like this looking like a mess.
Now, let me ask you this. Come here. Give me this.
What?
Mr. Clean, would you fuck him or no?
Of course.
You would?
He got money.
Mr. Clean.
Money. You got that everything.
Money. That money's money. Do you want
money,
to go?
Money makes you do everything.
I'm thinking about going back to Catholic church. Do you want to come with me or no? Are you religious?
Yeah, I'm religious. Why, mommy? Wow.
Wow, okay. Look at her in the little bathing suit.
I'll be there in a few, okay?
Okay, we'll see you in the back, baby. Go ahead, baby. Come on, we're doing the... Yeah, my daughter's going back in the pool. She's going to go in the pool.
Swimming pool with her for a little bit.
Now, you're going to go in the swimming pool? Are you going to wear one of my bathing suits or one of Jasmine's bathing suits?
I'm going in just like this.
Oh, wet t-shirt contest. Can we film that?
Huh?
Can we film that wet t-shirt contest?
No.
Patreon.com/ChristyComicBuzzTT's titties. Oh.
Oh, my God.
So wait, I didn't know that you were religious.
I am religious. What am I?
What are you? Are you? What are you? The Aryan? Are you in the Aryan Nation for prison?
Yeah.
What?
I'm Protestant. I'm Christian.
Oh, you're Protestant. Did they make
I'm
you?
Not Catholic.
Did you go to church a lot in jail or no?
Yeah, I used to always go to church.
Right? Because what is it about church that you like? Because I'm trying to figure out why I want to go back to church. But what did you like about it when you went?
What I like about church is so peaceful.
Yes.
You have a peaceful mind. You feel like so free. You feel like free. You feel like so much peace within you.
Right.
When you're in church listening to the word of God and listening to all these testimonies and everything. It's so peaceful once you are away from themselves, from all them people, and you're in a different environment. It feels like you're not in jail. It just feels so
good. Would you want to test out with me? I want to do a thing where, you know, me, maybe Pimp could even film it. We can just document our experience. Would you want to go test different religions with me?
Sure.
Like we go to a synagogue. We go to, a church. We go to a mosque. We go Buddhist. We go to, you know... Go to the Hasidic Jewish community. Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah.
Me and TT, we try different religions and we pick which one works for us.
I'm up to doing anything and everything right now.
Should we do it? Yeah, wow. Anything and everything
right now.
There you go. Yeah, and you're also getting some work. People are reaching out. They want to clean the houses, right? Somebody reached out through you.
Yeah, a few people reached out to me. I left a message. Whoever was that, they didn't respond back to me, but I left them a message.
And also, last time I hung out with TT, she told me a crazy story I thought was good for the podcast.
Oh my God, yesterday the other days I got recognized too. I was walking around Coney Island by myself and some girl and this guy, they were walking through the boardwalk. So the guy goes, "Oh, yo, TT Jerry." And I say, "Yeah."
Wow.
He goes, "Oh my God, could I take a picture with you?" And everything. I've been like getting recognized in the streets.
There you go, baby.
Since I've been walking around.
Bro. All right, listen. Are you losing your hair out there? If you're like 2 out of 3 men, you're at some point you're gonna experience male pattern baldness. Okay, it's gonna happen. It's just what happens. More than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness. It's just one of those things. I'm telling you, I have the solution. There's only 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss. Keeps has them both. It's convenient because it's a virtual doctor. Keeps, it's a virtual doctor, so you don't have to go to the doctor and be embarrassed, be like, "Look, I'm losing my hair. I look like peach fuzz." No. It's virtual appointments. It's low cost. Treatments are only $10 a month, and Keeps offers generic versions of all these treatments. They have more 5-star reviews than any of the competitors, okay? Prevention is key. Treatments can take up to 4 to 6 months, so you got to act fast, okay? If you're ready to take action and get your hair back, baby, go to Keeps.com. That's KEEPS.com/chaos. That's KEEPS.com/chaos. You're going to get your first month free. Okay. So get your first month of treatment free. You cannot lose this. If you're losing your hair, this is what you go to do. So we got to do, go to KEEPS.com/chaos. Get your first month free. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're a real nutbag like me and you need therapy, then BetterHelp is the best solution. I found it during the pandemic. I found it because, you know, obviously all the therapy offices were closed because most of the therapists out there are Jewish people and they're very nervous to begin with. So everybody closed down their doors and were like, "I have to go into hiding." So BetterHelp, I found BetterHelp through this way. I found actually my great Jewish therapist who's on BetterHelp. it's really like a life changer. You know, like so many people, I have mental health problems. So many of us have mental health issues. There's a broad range of experts that you can find at BetterHelp.com. It's not a crisis line, okay? It's not self-help. It's professional counseling. Professional counseling. They are committed to facilitating great therapies for you, and I'm telling you, it works. I am a customer. It's one of the best things I've ever done for myself and my life and my future. So BetterHelp.com/chaos. That's what you're going to go to. You're going to go to betterhelp.com/chaos, and that's help, H-E-L-P, okay? So better, BetterHelp.com/chaos. You're going to get 10% off your first month, okay? 10% off your first month for your mental health. You can't beat it. It's a beautiful thing. It's the right thing to do. Go to betterhelp.com/chaos. Get 10% off your first month. Tell them I sent you. Don't shoot anybody up. Go to betterhelp.com/chaos. But TT Jerry, you're a phenom.
Icon.
You're an icon. TT Jerry is an icon.
An icon.
Wait, so what's the crazy story?
So the crazy story you told me when you got caught stealing when you were young and they handcuffed you.
Oh, I think I said that already. Didn't I say that on?
No, when they handcuffed you?
I don't think so.
I think I was doing shoplifting. That was so many years ago.
What happened?
I was doing shoplifting. I got busted. So they called the cops and the cops came. They put me in the cop car. They put the handcuffs on me and they put me in the cop car. So while he left me in the cab car and he came out, the cop, to get somebody else, while he left, I opened the door. You know those cop cars, it's hard to open the door to the inside. I don't know how the hell it opened, but I opened it and I left with the handcuffs on. And people on the street trying to stop me. Hey, where you going? No, no. I said, man, get the hell away from me before I kick you.
With your hands behind your back?
My hands, I was handcuffed, so I started running down the block. And could you believe people trying to stop me?
Yes,
from
I can.
Getting away from the cops? Handcuffed?
So what happened?
You better get the hell away from me because I still got my legs. I will kick you, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're going to get slapped with everything.
Whatever.
So what happened?
Nothing. I got on the subway. I got on the train.
You got on the subway with your hands cuffed behind your back?
Behind my back.
The New York subway doesn't give a shit about anything.
No, but while I was sitting down, I went like this to the back and I went like this somewhere and I got him out and I got him on the front. You know, you could put him. You handcuffed
in the back. TT's pulling the handcuffs underneath her legs.
Yeah, how the hell could
underneath
you even do
legs,
that?
I could do that.
I'm
very flexible. Underneath my legs and everything, I got my handcuffs towards the front, so I put something over them for they won't notice. So I got home with the handcuffs on. I went to my brother's friend's house, which he was a cop, and he got them off me.
Oh, my God. Oh, because is it one key that works for all of them?
I think one key works for all handcuffs.
Wow. So you got it. Now, what year was that?
That was, oh, my God. That was like... What was that? 2000.
So
2000. I was locked up. That was like in 95.
So was it? My question is did they have that in the computer system already? Like, could you potentially did you fully get away with that, or did it eventually catch up to you?
I got away because they never caught up to me or nothing.
They didn't have your name in the system or anything.
Not yet.
They didn't know anything about you.
No, nothing.
Wow.
And there's no Nest cameras. You know, you would see that on a Nest.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, nowadays you could.
Nowadays you can't get away with shit. They got these cell phones. They report you everywhere you do.
Bullshit.
Snitches.
Sad.
Snitches.
It's because I'd like to see criminals get away with some more crimes. You know, it's just fun. Like the OJ thing. Like, that could never happen today.
Cosby.
It depends what kind of crimes they commit. It depends what kind of crime they commit and get away with. Because there's some crimes that.
Well, let me ask you this.
I don't want you to get away with it.
Of course.
If you're a child molester or rape charge or anything, motherfuckers, you better get caught and chop that motherfucking dick off.
100%. Yes.
Dick off.
Put that on.
I will catch a motherfucker doing anything to my nephews or my nieces or anything. I personally will chop his fucking dick off.
That's what it is, T. Chop that dick off.
I will fucking get my eyes picked. I will poke him in the eyes and chop his dick off.
Let me ask you this. Speaking of that, let me ask you this. Do you think that Bill Cosby getting out of prison, what do you think of that? Do you think
I think he's an old man already. I think that should have been a chance. What the hell? That happened so many years ago, and they're talking about that he molested some girls and everything's a female. They were grown up already. What the hell? You know what I'm saying? It's like they can defend themselves, right?
Yes.
If they open their motherfucking legs, cops is going to go in there. Come on. He didn't force them or anything.
That's what
he went to jail for, right?
He went to jail for that. Would you go to a Bill Cosby stand-up comedy show?
Of course I will.
You will go?
Yeah.
What, would you go, Pimpy?
He booked dates. Should I film?
How about you?
Dates.
You will go? Will you go?
I think I would go just to see what the hell he's going to talk about. You know?
Listen.
I, you know, to all the victims, it's horrible.
Ain't nobody perfect in this world. Put it that way. You know, we all commit crimes in a different kind of ways, you know? Right. We all do little things and everything in different kind of ways. It's not like we're so perfect either.
Delilah, yeah, mommy, we're still doing the show, baby. Come on, go back. Go back in the pool because we're talking about Bill Cosby. I'll show him your... Delilah, go in the back. We're talking about Bill Cosby. I'm going to show you his comedy right after this.
Bill Cosby...
Go in the back, Delilah.
Yeah, I think everybody deserves a chance. Yeah. Just like I said, as long as you're not a child molester or real rapist or anything or real something bad.
He might be. The problem is with Bill Cosby, he might be. He might be, you know.
Well, I'm going to go find out if he is. I'm going to let him try me. I'm going to see how bad is Bill Cosby is.
Bill Cosby, listen, TT has sex with Bill Cosby at patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
I think the craziest part of the Cosby thing is those poor victims just gave him a book.
Yeah.
Now that's a movie.
Now that's a movie and a book. Because he can't go back to jail for those crimes. That's over. He's not going back to jail.
No, he can't go back to jail for the same crime.
No.
Like, they can't accuse him twice for the same thing.
Dude, he went in there, he conquered, they loved him, and he came out.
Because I was telling Homeless Pimp, it seems like there's more to the story, because they're saying he got off on some technicality they found out 3 years later.
I seen the news the other day, and they were saying that he shouldn't have gone to jail.
But how did they figure this out three years later?
They accused him of everything and all that shit that now they've come to find out that he should have never gone to jail.
Really?
That's what they said in the news.
That's what
the
they said,
day.
But to me it's a conspiracy. I think that he has dirt on somebody, like somebody really high up, and he was like, I'm going to release this dirt if you don't let me out, and they found out this way to let him out. That's my thing.
I mean, now that I think about it, he did work on that show with kids. Who know who visited that set?
I just don't understand why, if something happens to females, they grown-ass women already, why they gotta wait to the last minute when something pops up for them to open their mouth and start talking about, oh, this guy molested me when I was at this age and this, that. Why you want to talk about it now?
You know,
woman after woman after woman after woman showing up. Not another woman shows up. Not another one shows up. Not another one shows up.
I think because when one woman, you know, came out, when they started to come out, that the other women felt empowered. Oh, I could share my story now. I think that's what it's mainly about, is empowerment.
Come on, share the story. They know what the hell they're doing. They're trying to get some publicity. They're trying to get some money out of it. They're trying to get something out of it now. Because once one comes out, there's like 10 of them come out.
Right,
Really?
Oh, you know what's fun too? TT was telling me about in prison. Remember you telling me about you smoked K2 in prison?
Crazy. Wait, isn't that ketamine?
That's all they got in prison. That's all they could smoke in prison.
What's K2?
K2 is K2.
K2 effects on the brain. It's like a spiked synthetic marijuana.
It's like an incense. It's like an incense that you light up. That's what it's supposed
an incense.
To be, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
they say it's not toxic.
Yes,
why
it
not?
Is.
Just let him have a little weed in jail.
Yes, it is.
Well,
that
stuff,
shit bugs you out. One time I smoked that shit, yo, I started bugging out. I stood up on top of my bed, and all of a sudden, I just started dancing and taking all my clothes off. I got butt naked. The guys came up to me telling me, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I just started bugging out. I just started dancing, smoking K2s. I just started bugging out. And I'm dancing on top of the bed. They came to let me in the bed, put a sheet over me and everything. Threw some cold water on me and all that shit.
My God. Are we doing K2 for the Patreon or what?
Hell no, we're not doing
it. Do it for the $25 level. Used to be the Chris and Eddie show. Now it's K2 Chrissy show.
Me and you be butt naked up in this motherfucking couch. Dancing. Oh!
Do it. Here, let's go because my daughter wants you to go in the pool.
I gotta
go
a little bit to the pool where under.
All right, baby. Go with my daughter. Go with my daughter in the pool.
Thank you, guys. Check you all later. Bye again.
Bye.
See you later. Bye. Don't forget
to
use Mr. Clean. I'll do it for any. He got money.
There you go. He got money. He's white and he has money. Check. Let's take one more fan question.
All right. Let me see what I got.
We got one more. And then should we also take one suggestion of somebody who wanted to put their hat in the ring for to go on a date with TT?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. All right. Here, this guy. All right,
this one might be too long.
That's long. Okay. Yeah, man.
Let's see
who this girl is.
Make sure
okay, so she wants to go out with TT?
I'm not sure what she wants. Let's see.
Okay. I like this. We'll just play a mystery video, and we'll just see what they say. I mean, this could be fully... We don't know. She could...
Hi. My name's Gabriella. I am 23 from Canada. My question is for Crazy Counselor. I just moved from Alberta to British Columbia by myself, and I miss my family immensely. I was just wondering, how do you cope with feelings of loneliness? Not sure how to end this. Thank you. Big fan of you. Big fan of your podcast. And I hope you and your little family are doing okay.
There you go, Chrissy Counselor. I'm happy Vinny was in the back for that because this girl's a piece.
Yeah.
She's smoking hot. hi. Chrissy Canada. So how do I deal with loneliness? Well, I jerk off. I'm kidding. That's a fair question that she has because she moved all the way from her family, all the way on the other side of, I guess, Alberta to British Columbia is like the other opposite side of the country or halfway across the country in Canada. That sucks. But you know what I'll say to you, miss, is good for you for sticking with it and not going back to your family and not saying I can't do this. Good for you for like just dealing with the loneliness head on. I would say that's what impresses me the most and what I think is what you've done that I couldn't do. I mean, anytime I face like real loneliness like that, I just leave and I come back home to my comfort zone, which I want to do less of. But it seems like you're sticking it out and just doing what you got to do for you. So I really respect that. And I think that that's dope that you're not kind of caving and you're saying, yeah, it's lonely, but... You know, I'm just going to stay here. I'm just going to stay in the loneliness and keep doing what's best for me and my life. And I'll see my family when I see them. I think that's dope. But to cope with the loneliness, for sure, masturbation. It's really like just the best. I mean, is there a better thing that copes with loneliness than that? I mean, what is it, pimp? Like, go for, you know what I, you know what I will say? You know what I will say is that obviously, you know, I'm half kidding with the masturbation because it really does help. But like, obviously I know it's like, haha, like whatever. But what really actually does help is walks. Walking, and I know you may know this, but sometimes it's good to just hear it from people, is if you just go out there and walk and get out in nature and breathe fresh air, I feel like it almost like recycles the air and thoughts in your brain and kind of like flushes it out. So exercise, of course, if you can, but walking, just going out walking with just a little music on or sometimes no music. I used to always go with music on for walks, but then when I have my phone, I'm still connected to the thing that was making me sad. I can look, in your case, look up pictures of my family or look at the thing that was making me nervous. So now I kind of like to walk, leave the technology at home and just go for a walk. I can't do that for too long because if I'm out of town and I don't respond back to Vinny within 15 minutes, she will get on a flight and come to whatever city I'm in and start killing people. But I do try to take as long walks as I can without a phone. Research has shown that people who are lonely and isolated are more likely to have heart disease and stroke, get immune system problems, and may even have a harder time recovering from cancer. It is also clear that loneliness is closely linked to depression and may lead to the early death. So, ma'am, miss in Canada, you should probably go home right now because your loneliness is giving you cancer.
Oh, you want to see when Americans are most lonely?
Yes. Okay. So, what time is it? Okay. What does it say? Americans are most lonely in their 20s and least lonely in their 60s. That's the only thing that I can say. Because I know like a lot of people are like, oh, why would I want to be locked down in a relationship right now? There's so much fun. I can hook up with this person or that person and just be free. I get it. But people who are older and who are in committed relationships for long amounts of time, that like good relationships, they always say their life has felt so fulfilled and they're so happy. Like when they die, they're like not scared of it because they're like, oh, like I like live such a fulfilling life. And if your partner died first, then like you're not scared because you're like, I want to go be with them. And if your partner is still alive and you die, you're like, well, you know, I know we'll be together forever. We were together for our whole life. We'll be together in the afterlife. I think there's like a sense of kind of comfort in having like one long-term partner, you know, that it, you really only see when you get to the other side of it, you know? I mean, the longest relationship I've ever been in has been with Vinny, which has been on and off for 7 years. So that's, but other than that, like I've just always been single and, you know, but her, we've been on and off for 7 years and we have two kids. So that's kind of my thing is like, listen, this life, afterlife, wherever I go, I know Vinny will be there being like, take care of your daughter.
Do you think it's like there's an afterlife, you go hang out and have dinner with people you loved?
Yeah.
Or you get karma and reborn?
I think that you probably... I think one time you die, you get karma, you get reborn. Then another time you die, I think you switch off. I think one time it's karma reborn. Then I think one time it's you have dinner and you're hanging out with the loved ones. What I do think is whatever your family is, you're locked into that throughout all your lives. I don't think you ever change families. I think maybe your dad is your mom in another life, or you're your kid, or you switch positions, but you're always your family. I think that's Chrissy reincarnation. I believe you're always locked into your family. That's what I think.
If you could choose who to be reincarnated as, what would you choose?
If I could come back to be one of my family members, who would I come back
to
be?
No, or just like a kid, just like a anything in the whole world.
If I would like to come, I would want to come reincarnated back as a European soccer player. I mean, European soccer players look like they have the life. They're all in great shape. They're running all day. They're all shredded, ripped, hot, sexy. They're multi-bazillionaires. They're famous all over the world except America. So I just kind of feel like they come to America and most people don't even know who they are, and they can enjoy America and escape into America and just be free. They can enjoy the best things America has to offer and nobody knows who they are because we do not watch soccer here.
I did not expect such a specific answer.
That's what it is. Is the playpen in the shot?
No.
No, you're good. Oh, you want to change her? How much time do we have anyway?
We're at 55.
All right. Yeah. Because I hear Anthony outside too. I don't know if he needs, if we got to move the car, but let's see. So that's, by the way, I've been watching this documentary on Netflix. It's so crazy. Because I watched two documentaries on Netflix. One about a woman who was murdered in West Cork, Ireland. I forgot what it's called, but it's a fantastic documentary. It's pretty wild. Yeah. This one. What's it called? Sophie, A Murder in West Cork. It's like about this. I want to go to West Cork. West Cork looks like the most beautiful part of Ireland I've ever seen. Have you been to Ireland, Pimp?
I want to go. I'm from Mayo.
Have you been out there though?
No.
You've never been to Ireland once. Mm-mm. Dude, I want to go to West Cork. I want to be Chrissy West Cork. If you're from Cork, can you please email the podcast or write on the community board, patreon.com/ChristyComedy, about this West Cork murder? Because I want to be Chrissy Cork. I want to be Chrissy West Cork. I've been watching that. And then I've been watching another thing on Netflix. It's 2.5 hours, and I know it's not for everybody, but just the title was so interesting. The title of it is Hitler, A Career. So it's like Hitler's career, which is so bizarre that it was made in 1977. So it's like they're not even like shitting on the Nazis. Not that it's pro-Nazi, but it's weird. It's got like no spin on it. It's just like it's like just taking you through like Hitler's day to day, which it's just bizarre. It's just a bizarre thing to like just see like these candid videos of just like Hitler sitting around smoking a cigarette, going over Nazi battle plans. Like
weird.
It's almost like humanizing Hitler, which I don't know if it's the right thing to do, but it's just weird. But those are the two things I've been watching. You know what show I've been watching too? You ever seen the show on Netflix called Nailed It?
No. Oh, the cooking show?
Yeah, with Nicole Byer. Me and my family have been watching it. It's such a good show because it's like literally you just bake a cake. Like a professional chef shows you how to bake a cake, and then you try to mimic that cake. And it just, I mean, the people's cakes look like shit. And then they lift off the top and they go, nailed it. And it is one of those shows where if you could just sit down and watch it with your family all day long. And some of the people's cakes that they make that like truly suck, I couldn't even come close to making the ones that suck. Like, I don't even know how they do the ones that suck, let alone the actual good ones.
I'd love to see you on that show. I watched that too, and I was like, Chris would destroy as a judge.
Let's do it. Please start tweeting at Netflix, at Nicole Byer, at the show Nailed It, Christy Comedy, Chrissy Cakes wants to come on and get this cake on Nailed It. I want to do it. That's what I want to do. Go to ChristyComedy.com for all my stand-up shows. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy to join the chaos, join the family. As you see, it's a family fun environment. We have episodes that air on Patreon that will never get released to the public. We are wild over there. We are crazy. Like I said, tickets have opened up in Philadelphia, Providence, Rhode Island, Dania Improv, September 17th and 18th in Dania Point, Florida, Miami area. And go check out all the rest of the shows there. buy tickets. I will, you know, me and Pimp will be together doing stand-up. T.T. Jerry will come to any show he's legally allowed to come to as per his parole officer. But we're having fun. It's good to be back. I love you guys so much. Stay safe. Stay gay. Go kiss a stranger on the mouth and email the video to ChrissyKSPodcast@gmail.com. Vinny's coming. She looks pissed. I got to go.